We want to also spotlight Steve Sobel, and he is the founder of Burnt City Brewing. 2 years ago, Steve started District Brew Yards. That's a collective brewery. Steve will explain what that is. But thanks for calling in to WGN today, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
What is a collective brewery? Tell us what that is.
So what we did was, with Burnt City as sort of the anchor brewery, we invited a few other breweries to join us. And we have Around the Bend, ATB Brewing, beer company, excuse me. We have Bulldog Beer Company. And we also have a fourth brewery called Casa Humilde, which is Humble House in Spanish, that all we make the beer at District Brew Yards for all of those breweries. And if you come in, every beer's got its own tap wall. We're a pour-your-own facility. And we like to say that no one comes between you and your beer. It used to be about judgment. Now with COVID, wow, did we luck into that.
Seriously. How about
so,
it?
Yeah, so we didn't know there was going to be a pandemic, but boy, did that work well, because there were fewer people touching your stuff, you know. So that's what a collective is, and we've been doing just great. We stayed open through the pandemic. We're very lucky. We got a great team, and we're just, things are going great.
Yeah, the folks with the salad bars, they had to pivot, but you were already kind of there. You know, you kind of had it going on, the big idea. I noticed here, Steve, you've got some great, great names for the beers that you have on draft. Vera Pistachio Cream. You've got the Pink Freud IPA, Lager Life Pseudo Lager. Let me see. There are a couple other favorites. Acid Test Fermenter Soured Ale. Two-Headed Boy and the Face Melter. I mean, these are... Who comes up with those?
It's not me. I want to make that perfectly clear. They don't allow me to name a beer. The brewers all come up with their own names. And the ones you've mentioned are some of our more colorful names. And I especially... I've always loved the Face Melter as a name. I just think it's so great. Anyway, so yeah, they are crazy names, but they're all great beers.
They sounds like it. And whoever orders the Freud is up for a further inspection, I think, right? There may be a few follow-up questions along with that order. I just want to see here, you've got a dog-friendly patio, too. That's
yes.
Pretty cool. That's fun.
Yeah, it's great. People come in with their dogs and sit outside. We were so lucky. We actually are neighbors with a trampoline park, Altitude. So a shout-out to Kevin over at Altitude, who was gracious enough to rent us his parking lot as he was closed during the pandemic. And we've kept it open since he's been on a little bit limited capacity up till now. But I think he's fully reopened now. But it's been great, and it was a lifesaver. And I'm so thankful that the city allowed us to operate on that.
Steve, that sounds a little dangerous, having a brewery next to a trampoline park. Is there no problems
really
have resulted?
Important. You really need to do it in the proper order. Trampoline first. Brewery second. You go the other way and bad things happen.
I was just pointing that out. I saw that, but maybe I'm wrong. Okay, so tell us what else we need to know about this. And it sounds like an awesome place to go check out. It seems like a very unique experience.
It's incredibly unique. It's really a journey into beer. And then also we feature a restaurant, Lily's Q, which has award-winning barbecue. And if I don't know if you've ever been.
They're the best.
Lily's Q.
The barbecue sauce alone I buy on the side.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so great. He's in stores all across the country, international. And Charlie McKenna, who's the owner and chef of Lily's Q, is fantastic. And his brisket and his pork are world famous. They really are. So full menu, great place to go, great place to check out with friends, big groups, now that we can do big groups. And we're open every day, but Monday. And on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we open at noon. So I hope people come check us out.
So the pour your own beer, what does that involve for people who haven't experienced that whole thing?
So you get a card when you come in, and every beer we have, you can pour by the ounce. And I think what's great about that, I mentioned earlier, nobody comes between you and your beer. I always felt as a beer drinker, when I would go into a bar and order a beer that the bartender didn't appreciate or didn't think was very good, I kind of felt judged. And here you go in, you can try whatever you want in whatever, you know, you can pour an ounce of beer. That way you're not wasting anything. And I think it really, really works well, and people can try things, and it's very communal. Most of our tables are communal. It's a great place with groups of people who've never had beer before and want to try, because beer is so varied. People don't even know how varied the flavors are. And we also have a hard seltzer, hard soda that people can try too.
Yeah, the Midwest is really, you know, there are some rock star breweries right here. And right?
Absolutely. Yes, some award-winning breweries. And we've meddled at like FOBAB, the Festival of Barrel-Aged Beer. And our beer is just, it's incredibly fresh, which is the best way to try a beer.
Can you take it to go, Steve? If you show up, can you take beer to go so you can sample more at home?
Absolutely. Everything we make is canned on premises. So you can grab a 4-pack of something on your way out if you liked it. Most everything we have to try, you can take home in a 4-pack.
Awesome. Steve, got a website or anything you want to send people to find out more?
Yeah, districtbrewyards.com. Check us out at online. And we're at 417 North Ashland, Ashland and Hubbard in the Brewing District, Chicago Brewing District.
Very cool. Well, congrats on your success, and thanks for joining us here on WGN.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Steve Sobel, founder of Burnt City Brewing, and also he started that collective brewery, which sounds pretty cool, District Brewyards, if you want to check it out.